Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقيل لهم أينما كنتم تعبدون.
And it will be said to them, where are those you used to worship?
من دون الله هل ينصرونكم أو ينتصرون.
Other than Allah, can they help you or help themselves?
فكبكبوا فيها هم والغاوون.
So they will be overturned into hellfire, they and the deviators.
Dear listeners, we have reached the 93rd verse of chapter Shu'ara. This verse states, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. Besides Allah, do they help you or help themselves? فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَابُونَ. And so they shall be thrown into it, they and the erring ones. وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسِ أَجْمَعُونَ. And the hosts of Iblis altogether. So, as we said in the previous episode, the Holy Quran starts to describe the situation of paradise and hell and their status. So, at first, أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, paradise will be brought near for the pious. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ, hell will be in plain sight for the erring ones. But they will be asked, these unbelievers, of what they believed and now how they can get help from them. It will be said to them, where are those that you used to worship min dunillah, besides Allah? So this is one spiritual chastisement for them in hereafter. This is reproach and blame that they are facing. On the hereafter day, beliefs and thoughts of men will be questioned of. So this holy verse implies whether the deities, other than Allah, can help the idolaters for the difficulties and calamities that they will be facing on that day or not. Can these idols invite someone to help the idolaters? Even does anyone come to help the idols themselves? But they do not have any answer to give to these questions, and no one expects such a thing from them either. So the verse says, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Allah, do they help you or help themselves? هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. At this time, the whole deities will be gathered, and all of them, accompanied with their worshippers, will be thrown into the hellfire. And according to the opinion of some of the commentators, every one of them will be thrown over the other. The Holy Quran says, فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَاوُونَ. So they shall be thrown into it, they and the erring ones.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So this is the point, that even if those fake gods and deities are some idols made from wood and stone and iron, they will be thrown into the fire of hell, let alone if they are human beings considering themselves as deities. Now, the word kub kibu, this Quranic word, originally is derived from kub, which means to throw something into a pit by face. And its repetition in kub kibu indicates the repetition of this fall. And this somehow supports the meaning that these worshippers, along with the things that they used to worship, will be set into the fire of hell, one after the other, facing each other. And the Holy Quran says, it's not just them that will be put into hellfire, وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسَ أَجْمَعُونَ, and the hosts of Iblis altogether. This shows that when they are thrown into the hell, they are like a stone which is thrown from a height into a valley. At first, it falls in a place, and then from that place, it falls off into another place until it falls at the bottom of the valley. This is the destiny of those who did not try to think about the creation of this universe, and they resorted to worshipping fake deities and idols. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We will continue with the 96th verse in the next episode, God willing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.